All right, perfect.
Thank
you.
And it's recording right now. Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you. No, as far as like questions and anything, not really. I mean, we're just looking right now. We came across the Epiphany of the Lord website in Toledo, and we noticed that that website just really stuck out. It stood out, and a lot of the churches around us have similar websites to ours. Nothing really like catches your eye, and so that's what kind of drew us to their website and to you guys ultimately. So we just kind of wanted to see like what kind of options there are to improve our website and to see the costs associated with that and see what it would cost to kind of get us into that next level. So ultimately, this is kind of like we're just kind of exploring and trying to see what's out there and what it's going to take.
This conversation will.
I'm sorry. Have you seen our current website?
Yes.
Did it make you cry?
At this point, nothing phases us. So.
I'm sure you've seen it all.
And then, you know, we had gone through those, the questions that you had provided us. And I was just kind of hoping, you know, just to get a recap, just in your words, too, of, you know, what you're looking for. You know, that way, if anything else has come up, we can go over that. So what would be, I guess there would be two parts. What would be the overall goals that you have for the website? And then, you know, when somebody goes to your website, what are you hoping for them to get out of it?
Yeah, so we're trying to reach, obviously, informational is going to be the most important for our current parishioners. But at the same time, we're going to be doing, we're trying to do a lot of outreach, even though I mean, we're socially distant, but we're still trying to reach out to people and try and welcome them into our parish. And the website, obviously, because of the COVID stuff, is the best way to do that. So for new parishioners, we want to make sure that the information on there for them and our current parishioners as well is easy to find. The website is user-friendly, and everything's in a very logical way to find things. And I like the, I think Don was looking at, well, you can go ahead and kind of, well, he really thinks that we need to like brighten up our page with like color and just kind of like pop out. So it's our website is warm and welcoming as well, just like our parishes. So
and something that when people look at the website, especially for the first time, would be something like, oh, this is interesting. I think I want to learn more about this parish. I want to, you know, if it's dull and boring, I don't think it's going to attract people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
I guess, yeah, if I can throw it over to Veronica, she can maybe piggyback up some of that, and then she has some of her own questions too.
Yeah, I mean, so far, thanks for that information. Definitely kind of having a better understanding of what you guys expect a website to do and what expect it to be, I guess. I think you guys have a pretty good understanding, at least from, you know, from what you guys are saying. I think what Don said, that the website should be something that's warm and welcoming, like our parish, and making sure that, you know, now during COVID, that the best way to reach parishioners is through the website. So making sure that it's up to date and it's matching the same kind of feeling and everything that you guys are presenting through the parish, you know, in mass and in the community. So thank you. I guess when it comes to, you know, my question, so I come from more of a content background, and I love what you guys are saying as far as making sure things are easy to find, you know, easy to navigate, both for current parishioners, they know where to go for things, new parishioners, making it easy for them to find things so that they're not having to struggle, or, you know, it's more of like an inside information, insider, you know, website type of thing. but we will go through content with you. So not only can we go ahead and migrate everything over, but before the migration even starts, before the migration even starts, we'll actually go through and say, here's what you have on your current site. Here's the pages that are empty right now, because I did notice some pages are like under construction or empty, or, you know, a little bit more basic. And we'll say, you know, here's kind of where you're at currently. Which of these pages are we bringing over to the new website? Which ones need to be updated, or which ones are we just cutting out? You know, are we adding any new ones, that kind of stuff? And then we'll go through and say, you know, here's what you've told us, and here's the sitemap we suggest. So here's what we suggest goes in the menu, what we suggest is going in the footer. You know, you say that these things are important to you, let's make sure that they're on the homepage, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, if you guys are open to it, we would love to provide some direction as well, you know, from just kind of the conversation we have today. And then even, you know, throughout the process, especially, you know, when we get into design, or, you know, when we get into that main content portion, so we have a better idea of what you guys, you know, what the goals are, making sure those goals are being displayed properly and the best way possible on the site. Yeah. So, yeah. I know you guys are using Google Calendar currently, so we definitely approve of Google Calendar. I think right now you guys just have like the embedded iframe. With our websites, we use a plugin that's kind of same concept. It'll pull it in, it updates, I think, every 30 minutes or so. But what it actually does is we can style it to match the website. So the colors, the fonts, everything. It's just a little bit more seamless. So it kind of fits in with whatever colors or branding that you guys kind of decide for the website. And then, so I know that you guys right now on the website, I saw like the masses and recordings are done through YouTube. How far back do those recordings go? So like, is that something that started with COVID, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a scramble to try and figure out how to get all that done when COVID started. So yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, we've talked to a lot of parishes, and, you know, similar to you guys, you know, there was definitely like that expedited push, you know, to update technology when COVID kind of happened, you know, first started.
It's 12:15.
Thank you, computer. So, you know, one of the questions that we like to ask is, you know, that's something that you're doing currently. And obviously, like, the goals can change for a website, but kind of overall, they seem to stay the same as far as like the mission and, you know, for more outreach versus more inward, that kind of stuff. So when it comes to doing videos and, you know, during COVID and everything like that, is that something that you guys plan on continuing to do or kind of expanding to do more? I mean, like you said, like outreach type of programs during this time?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really explored the programs part, but I know moving forward, we are going to be continuing the live stream. What we've been doing is live streaming through Facebook and then uploading to YouTube. And then that way the archive masses can stay there on our website there. So, if people can't tune in during the time that we're streaming it, then they can come onto our website at any time and find those, archive masses. So through YouTube, but,
okay.
We're definitely planning that, but I think that the more we have to offer through our website, I think the more that we'd be willing and other people will start to try and figure out how to utilize the website more to do that outreach.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. I mean, like you said, you're using YouTube. So I think right now you guys are just kind of linking over those websites and they're embedding into the site. We normally use a plugin that connects to your YouTube account. So you log in once, and then every time you're posting over there, it automatically adds it to the website. So it has the full archive. They can even search within your website, so they never have to go to YouTube. They're never seeing all those videos that pop up at the end. They don't end up going down like a YouTube wormhole. They're staying on the site. When one ends, it goes to like last week's mass or something. So I mean, yeah, just kind of streamlining that, making it easier for you guys so you're not having to upload in multiple places or, you know, do it, you know, four times or whatever it is. So, okay. Yeah. Well, I made a note here to go ahead and we can add that plugin. And then when we get to content, we'll get in touch with you to go ahead and get those connected. So,
yeah, very good.
Okay. And I guess, so I know when I was going through the site, there are definitely some pages, like I think I was looking at like history, baptism, some of those sacrament pages, you know, things are that are definitely visited a little bit more often. They have really good content. Like, of course, you know, I'm a content person. So like seeing things laid out with like headings and like, here's the steps, things broken down into years and history, you know, that kind of stuff. It makes, you know, things a lot easier for parishioners or visitors to find. And, you know, here are the exact requirements if the godparents are this versus this kind of thing, you know, that kind of stuff. So that was really nice to see, you know, for me. So I think, you know, kudos on whoever did that.
And that may be from years ago.
Okay.
Content might not be current as far as the names and like the process. So we may need to revisit that just to make sure everything is current. But yeah, I mean, I think that whoever did set that up did a nice job as well. So
yeah, and I guess as kind of like a follow-up question to that, currently with the site, I mean, how often are you guys editing it? And then do you guys have like designated persons that are editing the site?
Yeah, currently, about a year ago, we decided to focus at trying to update and get our website as current as possible. It's been a very, very slow process. We hired on just as a like a as needed kind of a thing, where he would kind of go in and spend some time working on it. But here we are about a year later, and it's just starting to kind of switch over, and so that's why we're kind of looking at other options right now, because it's helpful for us to have somebody to remind us and say, hey, is there anything like new that we need to update, or is there anything that we need to take off the website? Because that's been the issue, is that we don't have somebody that's in-house right now that is able to do that seamlessly. And so I think that's kind of why we're kind of exploring this this option here. So,
and the person that's currently doing it really isn't a web page designer. So when he has to do something, he has to learn.
The person that we are using is more programming, computer programming, instead of the website design. So it's kind of, he's more on the back end of stuff. And that's where his background is. The front end of it. So it does take them a little bit of time to try and figure that out. But that's kind of where we're at, and kind of what we're looking for, to be a little more on top of things as far as changing things out. I mean, most of those pages are going to stay the same. I mean, and they're there, but they're going to change maybe once a year. But then there's other updates that, like on the main page, where we got to kind of switch out, and other than the calendar.
Sure. Okay. And I guess kind of going back to the COVID time questions. So, I mean, I guess just kind of talking about the current site and COVID, I mean, I guess, what has COVID brought to light with the current website, or, you know, why are people coming to your site right now? And like, how are their needs either being met or not being met, you know, so we have a better idea of kind of what you guys are looking for, and things even in the designs that we're going to go through, like things that we want to make sure that we touch note on.
Just basic current information, for one thing. When people are looking for mass schedules and all that stuff, you know, it seems like here it's been constantly changing since the COVID thing started. And so a lot of people are scrambling, when is mass? When is there not mass? When is confession? When isn't confession? Things like that.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
Yeah, mass times are one of the big things. And then as far as whether it's what's streamed and how do we stream it and things like that, especially when COVID hit. I was scrambling to try and figure out how to stream it. And then the parishioners were trying to scramble to figure out how to use that technology that we were implementing. And so, I mean, that was difficult. But I think right now, I think there's people are starting to visit our Facebook page and our website a little bit more. Before COVID, I don't think our traffic was nearly as much as it is now. So hopefully their needs are being met with the content that we're having there. But it was when things were changing and mass schedules and information, that was difficult to try and to constantly change that information. And I mean, I've learned quite a bit through of WordPress in the past couple months, just because couldn't wait for the guy that we had hired to do it. So I went on there and I tried to figure out how to update pictures and update information that we're having on the main page. And so hopefully their needs are being met with what the information that we have now. I think they are. We haven't had very many complaints as far as the website goes. But I know at the beginning it was a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One other thing is that people also, when they are looking for something, seems like they really have to dig to find it. So like funeral information, for one thing, will come, you know, the plan of funeral mass, they really got to dig to get to that.
And try and find where it's at.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we try to, you know, definitely when we go through the sitemap and the menu and everything, try to kind of lay things out so that it makes sense and it's easy to find. I mean, from the menu, between the menu and items on the page, you know, no more than like two clicks in, they should be able to find what they're looking for. And then, of course, on all of our sites, we have the search feature so they can search for a keyword or anything. It'll bring up all the pages and posts that go with it. But yeah, and then even when it comes to, you know, updating the content, we go through, I mean, with the website, you get free training sessions. So, I mean, whether it's the standard two, or I know some clients were kind of breaking up into smaller groups or doing one-on-one. So it ends up being like four or five trainings. I mean, you know, for that, we definitely just want to make sure that you are comfortable editing the site. And then, you know, even with the website itself, we're using the newest version of WordPress, so we have the Gutenberg editor. So I don't know what you guys have right now, but it's kind of more of a block style builder. So, you know, let's add like a two column, let's put a picture in the background, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit more dynamic as well. So when it comes to building out pages, you have a lot more flexibility to make it look really cool, or, you know, whatever it is to, when it comes to imagery and stuff like that. So yeah. And so I think those are all the questions that I have when it comes to content and just kind of getting to know you guys a little bit better. So I can go ahead and pass it over to the designers.
Yeah, I can jump in. I mean, no, again, thanks for kind of helping us get to know you guys and, you know, paint a better picture of like who you guys are and everything like that. First question I kind of had was, you know, when you saw that epiphany, you know, you said, you know, you like it, it was different. I mean, the parts that were, I guess, were different, I guess I'm trying to highlight just so like we can like what that feeling was like, you know, when you, I mean, I can kind of even share my screen and maybe we can look at it together, just where, here, I'm make sure I'm on epiphany. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes.
Is this epiphany?
No.
Okay.
I see consultation group.
Okay. Let's see. There it is. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, like when you first come here, I guess it's like, I guess I was just wanting to know, cause I know you kind of talked about colors that like popping and everything like that. Like what other parts of this website were you kind of liking, I guess?
Well, I like the calendar right on the right side there. It's big, it's current, and I'm sure it changes every week with when the week changes or whatever. I think that might, and then you can click on it, and I think it opens up to give more information on whatever's happening that day.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the circles on top. that right there is awesome. And the other thing I really like is I knew somewhere on there it was like, I'm new. It's like a link you click on, I'm new here, and it gives you all the information on the parish.
Is that, yeah, that right. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
on
that right there. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it answers a lot of questions that I think new parishioners would have. Yeah. Whoever came up with that, great job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what caught my eye first was the at the very top of the page, the circles with those links there. I mean, they're the very pertinent information with mass schedule. You don't have to look for it. It's right in front of your face. Mm-hmm. The giving, the link to Facebook with their Facebook site and their bulletin. I mean, all that pertinent information is right there. You don't have to kind of go through any drop-down menus, and you don't have to scroll down. I do like the calendar with events right there. And I think so right now we have the scrolling slider at the very top of our page. And so that takes up a good portion of our website's like main page. Yeah. So that slider there takes up a good portion of, and then so anything else you have to scroll down. And so I like that a lot of that main information on Epiphany's website is right there. You don't have to scroll down or anything. It's like, it's right there. So,
right.
And the ability to add pictures and the events of like what's going on their slider is really, really good. Just a second real quick. Hold on. Yeah, Jack.
Sorry. I had to
You're good.
The Monday funeral.
So yeah, even this one, you know, like, so like this one, when it does, you know, all of our sites are responsive. So any, like, you know, when I say that it fits, you know, it fits any browser or any kind of screen that you're on, like whether it be a tablet, like a small laptop, you know, a mobile phone. So like here, as it's kind of going, you know, this kind of, it changes and it goes responsive. So it's responsively reacts to like the screen size as well. So all of our sites do offer that kind of ability to, but yeah, sorry, you can keep going.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a call there. That's one thing with our website right now. When you look at it on an iPad or an iPhone, the slider revolution goes away. And so people can't even see that information that's on there. And so it goes into those blocks of the archive masses, the giving, the donation or whatever, and the bulletin. So those blocks are lined up and you don't even see the slider. So I think that's something that we wanted as well, no matter what device that you're using, whether it's a laptop, desktop, or your phone or anything, that it would be compatible for that. So that was really good. I'm glad you showed us that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I wanted to start here just because I wanted to kind of just get your feedback of like, you know, like why, because I know you guys, like when you saw this one, it popped out to you guys and it, like you guys definitely loved this one. So I just wanted to know what those things were, because we went ahead and we kind of talked about some, you know, like designs, that we wanted to showcase to you. And these are kind of called our express sites, which are kind of like pre-built sites that are like a little bit more, they're one more, they're already, you know, fully built sites that are already, that offer a lot of, you know, features and functions, but it's at a lower cost as well as a very fast turnaround time where you guys would just be adding content, but they're, it's not, it's a fully like custom design that we had already done that you might fit into, where you guys can have like colors, you can change colors, fonts, your content logo, all that kind of stuff, and make it your own. And wanted to see what you guys are, because, you know, yes, we love this Epiphany, but we, you know, just slap like giving you this one and taking that like is, you know,
right.
You know, necessarily do that, but we wanted to see what you guys think of these, of some of these ones. And I think this first one that I wanted to show you, I just want to see what you kind of think. And, you know, it's a little bit, it has a little bit to these elements a little bit, but just kind of, you know, organize just a little bit differently. So here, I guess I'll start in with this one. And when I say, so it's like an express site, you know, it has, this is a proof. So it's not a live site at the moment, but this is just so you could kind of see some different design elements, and it has a lot of options. So here's this one right here, to this St. Clair one, just to quickly dive into this one. So what happens here is this one, it kind of has some of those things that you were kind of asking for, where you'd be able to see a lot of information up top, above the fold, right? So it's not necessarily just like those circle buttons. You know, you have a couple options where you can have up to like these four kind of big jump off points there, where you could have, you know, mass and confession times, live stream, faith formation, or you could have, you know, a fourth button that's specifically for you guys. You know, we have a nice thing up here where we have, you know, you have your, you know, your classic drop, you know, your navigation here, but you have your social media icons, you have your Facebook, you know, Twitter, you know, Instagram, YouTube, anything that you guys have, you could have some of your social media there, but you have your, that kind of donate, register, you know, you have the ability to have that kind of slider with the, you know, that you can have some information and kind of overlaid on top with a jump off point there, you know, not too many, you know, where it's just constantly, you know, maybe, you know, 3 to 4 good kind of call to action things to kind of have people who are new or current parishioners that you want to have them drawn to. You know, so it just like, you know, then like just like a quick thing as you kind of scroll down, you know, you kind of see that this sticky navigation comes with you, you know, and I think believe you guys have that as well on your current one, you know, it kind of goes sticky. So you're able to navigate the sites as you do continue to scroll down. But then right away you have that kind of mass times right there. You have your weekend masses and your daily masses where you can view full schedule. It'll take you to an interior to show you all those times, confession times, or a live stream archive. You know, when, just before I go even further, when you see this kind of site or you see this one, are you drawn to this one at all? Do you like this kind of the look and feel of something kind of like this? It's trying to organize it in a nice way. Do you like this one at all so far as we're kind of just looking at it? Before I go further.
Yeah, it's okay. I feel it looks, I mean, the look of it kind of feels like what we have right now. Just a little bit, I mean, of like a little bit, I think it's just blocky maybe. Just cause I mean, we're working in those blocks right now.
Right.
So that's kind of what it feels like.
Okay.
But
and that's fine. Yeah. Anything just to kind of
I think the colors and everything are, I mean, I like having those different colors, how they kind of flow together with their logo up at the top. So I think it flows very well. It's just, I feel like it's kind of similar feel to ours.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of information that we do want to know. And, you know, before we, you know, go further and, you know, like, so like definitely if it's, we want it to be fresh, we want it to be something that's your, you know, that's different, you know, this does have the option to be able to have different kinds of setup, you know, like where, you know, instead of, you know, these, you have some options with this one, you know, you have like, you know, like I said, four potentially, or else instead of those, you can have like image boxes, you know, instead of those, maybe, you know, it just, you know, up in that top. Yeah. So maybe, you know, just like, it does have some, you know, it's definitely modern, you know, like, you know, trying to, you know, showcase something like an interior, you know, using nice photography with some big call to action buttons, you know, that's what this one kind of, it utilizes and tries to do. So what I can do is like, this is also another one that we can kind of see what you kind of think, and any colors and any sort of, on any of these designs that we're showing you, you guys would be able to change them. They'd be your colors. They'd be yours. You know, if you wanted anything to pop more or anything like that. So I'm trying to think here. So like where to go into here. So this other one, I'm trying to think where it might necessarily be blocks, but you know, those big jump off points are definitely, and now definitely during COVID, you know, having those things right close to the top or having those kind of jump off points are definitely important. So a lot of these ones that we're kind of showing all kind of have that, because that's like what, you know, these, you know, Epiphany of the Lord of what you do, like kind of have like those big kind of quick jump off points. Right. You know, Transfiguration kind of does it in a way. This other one kind of does it like this, where, you know, you have a nice, you know, big full image there, but you know, you still have, like, you have an example of, you know, you can either have the option to show, you know, five blocks where it would just be something like that. And then you could have, you know, that, or if you really wanted, you know, sometimes people have like, you know, more than just the five, you know, they, it's more like something like this. It's something like this. Maybe you have those kind of buttons, those image buttons to kind of quickly jump off to, but you also have, you know, your classic menu, you know, your giving right there. You have your social media icons right there as well, to kind of jump off to. And then with this one, it being an Express site, you have options as well, where, you know, you can either have more buttons, or, you know, this area you can have mass times, you know, or, you know, I know that you were talking about having Google Calendar. There's an option of like this area being, you know, a Google Calendar instead here that has those events. I know we liked having those calendar events showcased. So you could have the showcasing of those right there, where you could kind of the same kind of epiphany, like where you click on it and you go to either to learn more about it, or opens up in just to your Google Calendar. Right. View all events, it takes you to a page that has all the calendars, like the whole month calendar events. And then as you continue scrolling with this one, you know, you have the ability to have like kind of like a news area, like some of those posts, you know, where you're able to, you know, showcase some of those, but you have a rotator. So right now it's just showing three, but you could click the arrows and it would show the next three. So you maybe have six, you know, nine things happening that you kind of want to, and you know, draw people in where they can kind of click and learn more about those kinds of events, or, you know, what's kind of happening at the parish.
Yeah.
You know, so this is another one. You see this kind of one, what are your initial thoughts on this kind of one too as well? I just wanted to just curious to get some feedback of what you guys are thinking.
I think I like this one a little better than the first one. What about you?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I don't know. For some reason, I like that the pictures are under the slider there, for those quick links down there. And then also like the ability to have that, the calendar. I think the calendar is a big thing, that it shows the upcoming events, and then it can lead them to our Google Calendar, and just kind of showing what's coming up soon.
Yeah,
and I think those, the news blocks too,
the news blocks are
because they can go into detail a little bit more, a little bit easier, because that's one of the things I'm struggling with too, is, well, how, if I have to go on there, how do I set this up where I'm saying, oh, well, this is coming up, and then giving in great detail, when I'm trying to like build these blocks on our current WordPress site. So something that's easy to, and it's eye pleasing too. I think that having that picture with the little commentary, and then a button where you can click more to find out more about the information, I think that's helpful to anybody who's looking for your events that you're doing.
What did they have in the block up there?
Can you scroll up to the picture blocks? Right under the slider.
Yeah.
Yeah. These ones. Yeah. They have right now just button examples, but I mean, like they, I've, you know, seen them like the actual, you know, you can put, you know, mass and confession times, or, you know, faith form, like, you know, outreach, you know, volunteer, you know, faith formation ministries, you know, like giving, anything you can put, any, like you have those, you have the option to go from Veronica. Like, what is the, the range?
Yeah, so I mean, for these, I think it's like a minimum of three. and then a max of 10. So, I mean, as you kind of go through the year, like if during faith formation registration, you add a couple blocks, you know, here's the registration form. We can get straight to it. We can create an online version of that form for you guys, you know. So it's easy for them to kind of fill out right away. Or even right now, like you said, you know, funeral planning is really hidden. Well, if it's something that right now you want to be first and foremost easy, you know, it might be easy to find in the menu, but if it's something that people are going to often enough, then might as well make it easy for them and just add it as a button there, you know. Mm-hmm. And that way it can kind of grow and change, where right now you guys might have COVID updates, you know, click here to view the latest COVID update, you know. So they can click there all on one page. It's a designated place that they know, like, important information for this time of the year is going to be in these buttons. It's always in the menu, but in these buttons, it's always going to be like where you're trying to direct traffic to and where, you know, you see that these pages are most popular. So even with like we set up like more basic analytics, so you can see the most popular pages, page views, things like that. But also if you want to Google Analytics, then we can get that added to the site as well. So that way you can see a little bit more in depth of where people are clicking, you know, how long they're looking on these pages and stuff like that.
Do other parishes have like online registrations for the parish itself? So like if they can't come into the office to register, they could just do it online with a form on the website that they could just fill out on the website and submit it to the office.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we even have like some parishes that they've completely taken their, like even if someone comes in, instead of giving them like a paper form, they give them a form on like an iPad. And so they still fill it out. So it all kind of goes through the same process. So, I mean, for that, you know, we can create those online forms. So if they select five, that they have five children in the household, then it asks for five children's information. If they say no children, move on to the next section. So, you know, it's got the conditional logic built in. And then I think, you know, when we go through our second training, we actually go through in more detail how to create those forms. So if you have a parishioner registration form, you can give it to us or let us know that you want the online version, and we'll go ahead and create that for you. And then we go through and do that training on, you know, how to update forms, how to recreate them, how to add them to pages and things like that. So, and then that that information can be emailed to one person, multiple people, or it can, again, be conditional logic. So if they say they're interested in helping faith formation, then it sends to whoever it needs to contact. If they want to join music,
it's 12:45.
Thank you. And they checked that box, then it, you know, sends you an email or something to get in touch with them, either with the entire forms information, or maybe you just want that contact information, you know. So there's definitely a lot you can do with the forms.
That's great, because I mean, that was one of the goals, especially when I was trying to come up with PSR registration. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it all online. I wanted to be able for them to just submit the form online and it would come to me. And it was a struggle to try and get it done, but we were able to do that. And it worked out well enough where we would like to do that more with parish registration or music ministry. Just have that ability to create these forms and put them on the site. That way people can just submit it. They don't have to come into the office and drop it off. So that's really good.
Yeah. I mean, even I think, you know, what we've done with the ministries is when you're looking at the groups of ministries, you know, maybe I don't know what ministry I belong in, you know, so we can kind of look at, well, these are the ministries we can. So, I mean, here's an example of how they're laid out. You know, am I looking for a formation ministry? Am I looking for men, for women, you know, something for groups? So it's a little bit more interactive. And then even I think down at the bottom down there, it's like, well, I don't know what ministry fits me or, you know, where these ministries fall under. So let's see the full list with that, you know, brief explanation, or let me take a quiz and, you know, here's what I'm good at. And then I want you to generate, like, what do you suggest for me? So, I mean, we've even done that kind of stuff before. So, I mean, with the forms, you can definitely do a lot. Here's this kind of ministry layout. So if I select, you know, I'm looking for a men's ministry.
Yeah, if you click men's ministry, you click, you know, okay, I want to get involved in men's ministry. You click it, and then here you go, Veronica. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like on this page, I've got super quickly, I can see the title of the ministry, a brief explanation of what it is and who to contact to get involved or, you know, get some updated information. But then again, if let's like, if it's altar serving or something like that, then it might fall under men's ministries, women's ministry, children ministries, you know, service, liturgical, whatever it is. So the nice thing about this is you do the ministry once and then you assign it to those categories. So you don't have to do it multiple times. Or, you know, for altar servers, there's the quick sentence, here's who to contact. But then also there might be, you know, a page like this where there's more information. Okay, I need to see the schedule. I need to see the handbook or something like that. So, and it's all kind of done in one place and super easy. So a lot of pages are dynamically created for you, but it's still very much like almost like a ministry funnel, you know, getting them involved and making them feel like they belong to a ministry and belong to the parish rather than, you know, feeling like I have to know exactly what I want to do when I get there, pretty much.
So. I like how this has the little pictures too, like with, yeah, right there. I mean, it catches your eye. It's not cold. It's warm.
It's not just a list, it gives you a kind of a picture of kind of what you're doing too. So
yeah absolutely. You know, and like I said, you know, they all like, you know, respond, you know, dynamically to your, you know, tablet, mobile, you know. So like, here's like, you know, what does that ministries kind of look like on tablet, you know, or what does it look like on, you know, on a mobile device, you know, like, you know, it breaks down. So you're still able to kind of see some of those, you know, kind of thing, like where it still looks nice, even on the phone, you know, as it gets smaller, because everyone has a, you know, phone in their pocket these days and they want to get to it really quick, you know? So it transitions very, very nice. And like, even like, you know, the mobile ministries, like right here, you know, these kinds of, you know, as you kind of scroll, you can see those, it transitions really nice as well. You know, just so you can kind of see, even I'm trying to think, so we kind of looked at those and then even, you know, baptism or, like a baptism, or like I kind of was showing that some of that, like, so like, you know, like a baptism page, you know, where you're able to kind of do something like this, where for, you know, sacraments, where you're able to kind of have some like tabbed content, you know, so you're kind of have a little bit of something about baptism, but you're able to kind of showcase like, you know, maybe process, then this information kind of changes dynamically, or requirements, you would click on requirements and then the content below here would change for the requirements, and you're just kind of able to stay on the page, but you're not like, you know, maybe the drop down doesn't have like, it's not like three levels deep, it's just like, you know, it's just right here on the actual page that you're able to kind of showcase that, you know, where. Yeah. And then even here, you know, you're able to kind of scroll with your finger here to see more, like, you know, if you've been on phones, you know, like you're like, you've been on some of those sites that have that, you're able to kind of scroll and click the content below and, I clicked the navigation, so you can kind of see the mobile navigation there. Sorry, you were kind of doing this. Were you wanting to say something about that, baptism page?
I like how you could register, for the baptism
again, utilizing those forms.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that, because right now, I mean, we do a lot with just phone calls and like physical paper registrations. And so I think the more we can channel our traffic and our parishioners to our website, the more comfortable they're going to get and they can utilize these forms.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Plus, we're going to see what's happening, what's going on,
right?
You know, and things like that.
And I think that's part of our goal too, is to try and have people utilize our website more and more. COVID definitely has helped that. Just for necessity purposes. But I think that there's so much more we can do, such as outreach, and not just being informational, but we can utilize our website more to work for us as a parish. And so I think that's one of our goals as well, to gain that foot traffic a little bit more and utilize our website in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also, I mean, cause you guys were saying like having those online forms, I mean, I even put a note, like, you know, talking through either now or later, but going through and kind of looking at, you know, what forms do we have, which ones do we want to have online versions of, and then creating like a forms page so that either on the IMU page, directly in the menu under resources or something like that, you know, people are able to see all of those, you know, here's all the sacramental forms, and you want the paper version to print, or do you want the online version? Like click here to print, click here to fill it out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That way, just making it easy so they don't have to go all the way, okay, go to baptism, look at the process, fill out the form there, you know? So even like that kind of setting it up so that it's super easy to find information, just kind of throughout the site with all those forms.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do have that option to kind of have that accordion kind of, you know, those accordion kind of things that you were kind of liking on the I'm New, you know, you'd be able to have this. And like, it's kind of like that frequently asked questions kind of section, you know, this offers, you know, kind of like it has that kind of ability to, you'd have the accordion, so you'd be able to add those to a specific I'm New page or things like that. You'd be able to showcase that in a way that kind of fits the whole design as a whole.
Yeah.
And then I was going to kind of show you we've looked a lot of this, but just so you could kind of see what the mobile kind of homepage was kind of looking like as well, you know, where it's like, you can kind of see how that kind of dynamically changes, you know, like how it goes responsive. You can kind of see here as well, is that this becomes, you know, it shrinks nice where you're able to see, you know, the full image, and that if there was text on it, it kind of goes below that. So you're able to kind of still read that. And if you were to click, you know, the arrows, you know, not only the image changes, if you had maybe a button or you had text, those would go below that as well and change. So they're able to click on it and you can kind of see the correspondence with that. But it keeps that image that same kind of nice, you're able to see the full image and it doesn't get like super, what does it say with all that word over it? What does that image kind of say? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're able to read that and see that visibly nice. And down here, the, you know, here right at your finger and like where your thumb's at on like a phone, you know, you're able to kind of scroll through those, you know, how rather than just stacking and then it becomes super long and you have to scroll through, let's say 10 buttons or something. You're able to kind of just press with your finger and rotate through each of those buttons, you know, nice. So it's not like, you know, like on your, you know, phone, like, you know, when you're, you know, down here, it's just right there, like right there on your, like right down at the bottom, where you're able just to kind of go boom, 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 boom. And
slide it
or just drag your finger, you know, through and, you know, showcase them. Okay. And then, you know, right here, then bam, it shifts our calendar. You're still able to get those calendar events. Maybe it doesn't show the 5, so it's still limiting, so it's not super long, but you show the most 3 recent events, and then bam, you can view all of, you know, events get to the calendar still. And the same thing for, you know, what's happening, you can kind of rotate through those as well. If you had like the 9, you know, you're able to kind of read through those and see those, you know, dynamically and kind of have some of that movement, but also aesthetic and also functionality wise, it doesn't necessarily, like I said, it's keeping the length of the scroll down, you know?
Right.
So it sounds like you're liking this one. Like, you know, like you said, like if this is a good base, you know, the cost of it drastically goes down, the turnaround time definitely goes down. You know, when you're seeing that, is this one that you could see, you guys definitely like? Yes,
personally I think that, I mean, I like the I like the aesthetics of it, and I like the functionality of it as well. I think it's something, and yeah, I mean, I think that's very much, yeah.
And, you know, that's great to hear too, but, you know, you did, this one is like, you have options too, as well. You know, it all comes with options, you know, like you guys liked the calendar, you know, you have options. Granted, you may or may not use it or anything like that, but, you know, okay, we wanted to put mass times in this area where the calendar was, or, you know what we want, you know, at this point in time, we want to maybe put our mission there, or we want to add something in there. You have options with this one, you know, instead of 5 buttons or 3 buttons, you know, you can have, you know, 6, 7, you know what I'm saying? You have options to be able to do that kind of stuff, or, you know, I just wanted to showcase like what, like, you know, kind of like the drop down, like, granted, you don't necessarily have to have four deep, you know, but we've thought like some do have that, like where it's styled, where you can have, and these colors can all be yours changed. It doesn't have to fit these exact colors, right? Mm-hmm. And your logos and fonts, that definitely drastically changes what it looks like. As well as even, you know, mega menu option, you know, if you wanted to potentially have a mega menu option that you know, to categorize things. But there's like a kind of like almost like a third level that kind of falls in between there. You know, you can kind of just see the options that you do have with this one. So I'm glad to hear that you guys do like this one. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I was curious also about, I know you guys have, I stopped my share, didn't I? Oops. You know, you guys do have something here, like speaking of like fonts and branding and things like that and colors, you know, you guys have this current kind of logo right here. Is this your current brand? Is this your guys' logo and everything like that, that you guys are currently using, or are we wanting something?
Well, the Blessed Virgin is definitely has been used throughout the years. The font, not so much. I think they designed that with the website. Like, it's not on our stationery or anything like that, but we're open to options.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, definitely if you know, on stationery or, you know, knowing what you guys, you know, a brand and identity, it's just a good time whenever you're doing the website, you know, it's that digital front door, you know, they see this on the website, then, you know, your stationery or their emails or on the bulletin or wherever, you know, it's all a brand and identity that, like, this is, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe. We know this is our parish, right? You know?
Right.
So would you guys be interested in, like, you know, seeing like what, like a logo kind of package kind of,
Sure.
Okay.
And when I put together the proposal, okay, just checking if I was on mute. Sorry. When I put together the proposal, it'll be one proposal for the website, and then a secondary one for the logo and branding, so you could see that cost. And what I'll do after this conversation is certainly I still have the recording going, so I'll send that link, and then I'll still send both links that we shared with you, knowing for sure that this transfiguration option probably would be the best, but I'll share both of them with you. So that way you can share both with Father as well.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, And then what we'll be doing, we'll meet as a team, Blake, Veronica, Danae, and I, to get that proposal wrapped up. And then, you know, once I get the sign off from my sales team, I can email those over to you. I think part of the sales team is out for the rest of the week. So I'm hoping middle, end of next week, we should be able to get that sent over to you so you can, you know, share everything with Father and look it over.
All right. Yeah. Wonderful. That's great.
Wonderful.
And then was there anything else that may have come up during this meeting or that maybe you had saved that we didn't touch on yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think we covered pretty much everything. So.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time, and your feedback certainly was great, and glad we found one that certainly made you feel like could showcase your parish. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that we can go forward with it.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you. Well, we'll get started and I'll get those links to you this afternoon. But thank you again for your time and have a great holiday.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
God bless. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you.
Bye. Bye.